We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local. Catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom.
New pressure on shady massage parlors and foot spas in one part of Long Island. WCBS's Sophia Hall has that story.
Town of Smithtown councilperson Thomas Lohman tells me suddenly the vacant stores became occupied with massage and foot spas in the town, and most had illegal sexual activities happening behind closed doors.
Basically, they were unregistered. They had no license to as a licensed masseuse. And they were, you know, performing acts that were certainly outside of what a licensed masseuse would do.
He says he wants legitimate business owners to not only register their license with the town, but the employees to prove they have massage licenses also.
The ordinance came about based upon a number of, facilities within the township over the past number of years, where we had the Suffolk County Police Department, the district attorney's office came in. They locked up a number of the people.
Some owners, however, are not happy with the bill, telling Newsday they are not criminals and should not have to prove anything. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
A police officer from Westchester is accused of tormenting a woman over many months. WCBS's Sean Adams has that story.
Abuse of the badge. Peekskill Police Officer Michael Agovino, 33, is in the Westchester County Jail, accused of breaking the law which he swore to enforce. According to a criminal complaint, Agovino met a woman in the course of an investigation. Under the threat of arrest, he allegedly coerced the woman into taking off her clothing and then groped her. The sexual abuse allegedly occurred multiple times over 6 months while Agovino was on duty and in uniform. On January 22nd, the woman managed to make a secret audio recording of an encounter. Peekskill's mayor issued a statement saying such behavior makes him sick. It is intolerable. In Peekskill, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Newark is standing up against the Trump administration, opposing a plan to deploy more ICE agents to that city. We get the story from WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
The deployment includes both New York and Newark, along with other sanctuary cities across the country. Here in Newark, Mayor Roz Baraka says these forces undermine community trust, incite fear, and provoke hatred. In New York, Mayor de Blasio tweets, "This isn't about safety. It's about the president pandering to his base in an election year." At issue are those sanctuary policies. Most of the time, law enforcement here will decline to hold someone accused of a crime behind bars solely based on their immigration status. President Trump himself is using a recent case out of Queens as an example. Last week, he hosted Daria Ortiz at the White House. She's the granddaughter of 92-year-old Maria Fuertes, who was murdered last month in South Richmond Hill.
The system not only failed our family, but it failed our city.
The suspect, Riaz Khan, had been brought in 6 weeks earlier on an assault charge. ICE says it placed a detainer on him, but he was still let out. In Newark, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
The Trump administration says it plans to cut special security funding for the Jersey City-Newark area just 2 months after an attack on a kosher supermarket that was called domestic terrorism. New Jersey also faces a cut in other anti-terrorism grants through the state Homeland Security Program. Congressman Bill Pascrell is firing back at DHS, saying he'll fight the cuts.
I would do everything. I'll be writing to Homeland Security, speaking with them to restore the possibility of this kind of a cut.
Pascrell said the move puts a target on New Jersey's back. Let's get a check of our weather forecast now over to the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Larson.
A really nice day. Sunshine this afternoon and mild on this President's Day. A high temperature 48 to 52. And we start this evening clear. Increase in cloud cover overnight, low 35. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain on the way. Most of the rain tomorrow occurring from late morning on. Tomorrow's high at about 50 degrees. It'll then begin to trend colder again Wednesday and Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.